We spoke of the second house. Now let's talk about the third house. Now, third house has two bhavad bhavams involved. And even in your career, you can interpret it like this. So what is it? Second from the second house is the third house. So wherever you are born in the context of your family, race, culture, country, religion, society, etc., etc., we took the family. Second house is your family value system. You bring it to the third house. That means third house is your immediate neighbors. It's the surroundings where you're born in. As a newborn child, you're having a certain surrounding, certain culture, certain kind of friends, certain kinds of neighbors. These are your first subconscious influences. Another thing, third house is also the eighth from the eighth house, the transformation aspect. So it also signifies third house is also a core, second from the second house and eighth from the eighth house, which means whatever you left past life as incomplete tasks, we are talking about profession, incomplete tasks to be fulfilled this lifetime. That's 8th from the 8th house. Because 8th house is where you exit this body and take a new body. Or even 12th house, depends which one is it. 8th and 12th are house of death or transformation. 8th house being predominantly transformation and 12th house certainly means exiting this place and taking on a new body. So whatever you left previous lifetime as half, it shows up in your third house. So if third house is populated with planets or a Matikaraka, you can be sure you're here to transform or pick up something that you left in the last life. Because it is second from the second house as well. So it shows why you took birth in a certain family, in a certain place also. So you've got to see the dominance of planets as a Matikaraka and Atmakaraka. Third house is very crucial. Third house is what your neighbors influence you, your friendships, your early school life, what kind of friends you had, what kind of immediate neighbors you had, because the first friends you will make is there. It influences your value system, second house. Okay? Where you're born is a given, but there, whatever is surrounding you is the third house. And what environment your soul has picked this lifetime around shows up in your third house. Shows up as a dominance of focus of planets and points in the third house. Because it's 8th from the 8th house, you're trying to do something which you left half last time. You couldn't finish it. Human lifetime is so short at the moment. You couldn't finish what you started. So you came to continue that aspect. Even if your Amartya Karaka is placed here, with all the other stuff that I have written, talked about, is that. So Bhavad Bhavan of the third house, second from the second house, and eighth from the eighth house. So it's a focal point, you might say. Not just thinking in terms of hobbies or careers, but it's everything in your life. Next, we'll talk about the fourth house.